Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get into it, y'all. I hope everybody can hear me. Let's go, let's go. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. All right. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that's 770-732-0244. If you have any tax questions, if you have tax problems, if you need your taxes prepared, whatever you need as far as taxes and accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns, whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show. Guys, if you ever have real estate needs or you know someone who have real estate needs as far as selling their property, buying a property, whatever they're looking for, I can help. You can get in touch with Frank Williams Realty. That's Frank. You can go to the site, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right. Or you can shoot me an email at frankwilliams@kwrealty.com. Send me an email. Hey, 2021, we can all make some money together. So let's work that out, okay? Again, the call-in number to the show, 516-531-9483. All right, and again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you guys that had a good long 3-day weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. I hope you guys maybe, I'm not sure if you guys watched over the week, over the on yesterday, the end of the commemorative services for Dr. King, but it was really, really, really different. Okay, and I understand. I mean, everything you got, everything now is, you know, COVID related. We have to stay socially distanced. We need to wear our masks, and you know, and we need to be clean, right? I'm not saying that you guys haven't been clean, you know, over the years, but actually we're being cleaner now than we used to, right? We're being cleaner now than we used to. So continue to wear your mask, guys. I think the mask is the overall the best preventer that you have when you're out in the public, okay? When you're out in the public. And not saying you need to wear your mask at home or anything like that. I think you guys are probably clean at home, and your families, I'm sure they're clean. So you're good at home. But guys, when you go out in public, just, you know, keep you a couple of masks in your car. Okay, keep you a couple of masks in your car. And I heard people say that, I don't know how true this is, I'm not a scientist or whatever, but it may be that if you hang your mask on your rearview mirror, then the sunlight or the sunshine will kill whatever's maybe inside your mask or on your mask. Okay, it helps cleanse your mask. That's what I heard. Okay. So don't know how true that is, but you still need to have your few masks in your car. And wear them. And if you got multiple cars, keep masks in all your cars. All right. And it's because, you know, it's a split second of you catching this COVID. And it's a split second for you to put that mask on. All right. What'd you rather do? I'd rather take that split second to put that mask on, right? So wear your mask. Make your kids wear their masks. Make your mama wear her mask. Your daddy wear his mask. Everybody, when you're out in public, you need to wear your mask. Because there are a lot of people, and we see them every day, that aren't wearing masks, okay? I was in Home Depot yesterday morning, and there were people just walking in and out of Home Depot, no mask on, no mask, okay? And I really don't understand that from the retailer, like a Home Depot, okay? I know you don't want to turn any customers around. That's business. But at the same time, you got to let these folks know that you can't come into my store without a mask. And you need somebody at the store that's keeping up with that. At the door that's keeping up with that. I mean, a while back you had people standing at the door saying, oh, we can only let so many in at a time. Y'all got to wait. Well, why can't have someone standing at the door saying, hey, you don't have a mask. You need to, I don't know if you got one in your car, go back. Or go buy one. You can't come in. Or y'all can have them there at the store, giving them away. They probably only cost you, what, 8 cents a piece. You sell them for $2 or whatever. But, hey, we have to be safe, y'all. There are almost 4,000 people a day dying right now from the COVID. And in California, they're dying every 6 minutes. So we've been up on the show for about 8 minutes now. So someone's died already in California. Just in these few minutes that I've been on the show. Guys, please, please wear your mask. Take care of yourselves, okay? And another thing, when you wear your mask right, okay? wear your mask right. Wear it over your mouth and your nose. Guys, cover your mouth and your nose. I see people walking around and they got their mouth covered, but they don't have their nose covered. Okay? Now you can breathe in the virus as well as, you know, you can breathe it in either through your nose or through your mouth. Okay? That's what the mask are made for, your nose and the mouth. So cover your nose and your mouth, guys, when you wear a mask. Otherwise, you may as well not have it on. Okay? May as well not have it on. All right, so I'm off my rocker now. I'm off my gamut on the mask. Let's get into the show. Again, the call-in number is 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I have a caller from the 609 area code. They've been up on the show right before I started. So they want to talk. So let's go ahead and see what this caller has to say. Caller, you're on the Frank Williams Show. 609-977, first few digits of the phone number. You're live with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Happy New Year, Frank. This is Norman Hardaway. Just wanted to wish you and your family a happy 2021. On the subject of the topic of the show, and your comments before you gave the topic. Where I'm at, people don't wear their mask, and it's real shocking. But, I wear my mask. Even if I have to put it in my pocket, I have to walk back to the house, put it in my pocket. Then I go to the store, then I put the mask on. But, they don't. I ain't trying to be prejudicial or nothing. But, white people really don't wear their mask. But
right.
Where I'm at, they not wear their mask. But,
right.
It makes you think, it's everything in this day and age is it's always racial. Everything has to do with race. And, earlier in the year or last year, they were saying, a lot of people of color had the COVID, but I don't know what to believe. I'm down here in the country now, and I I'm in my 50s now. I really don't believe what I read in the news anyway. But and I was military, so that makes me even more not to believe nothing that comes over in the newspaper. But it is a scary time. I'm gonna take people back. I don't know if you work, Frank, but any of your listeners, but the Twilight Zone, where they was wearing a mask, one of the shows, they had the mask on, the blue mask that people are wearing on, the disposable ones that we are wearing nowadays. And, this was back in 1950, 1960. So we in 2021 and we wearing masks now. You'd be thinking like, how we was at the West, we used to have these discussions and what goes around comes around. But, man, it is kind of scary. But, like I said, I'm glad I done moved to the country. I'm not in the city of Atlanta, not in any city. I'm definitely glad I'm not up north or New York or New Jersey no more. I done did my sinning, and now I'm glad that God chose me and gave me the sign. Now you better get your. I'm sorry. You better get yourself out of New York. But
yeah.
But, you know, we are living in a crazy time right now. You know, it was first the violence, and I'm let somebody else talk, but it's just too many people on the earth right now. It's just too many people, and they just coming up. You know, they came out with the drugs. They came out with the flu. They came out with all, you know, different kinds of flu. They just trying to. It's too many people on earth. That what it all boils down to. You know.
Yeah.
You know, years from now, between 2 and 5 years from now, you know, they just gonna have to, you know. We're gonna be forced to go to war, all out war, but to get rid of people because it's just too many people on earth.
Yeah,
but that's all I got to say.
I appreciate you, Kyle, buddy. Tell Tracy we say hello.
Hey, do something.
All right. So I appreciate that call from old Hardaway, one of my old friends there. We went to high school and college together. We known each other a long time. So the show, you guys saw my show notes. Oh, now you're scared? And what I was talking about with that is not only the pandemic, but what I'm really talking about is the so-called insurrection of the rioters that went to the Capitol and broke in, okay? I call them rioters because that's exactly what they are. They're rioters. And, because they broke into the Capitol, because they had guns and all kind of weapons and ammunition and zip ties and everything that's needed, you know, if they were able to come in contact with some of the senators or congressmen that were there, then I believe that there would have been some type of hostage situation. And they would have taken somebody. They would have grabbed somebody. Okay? And because they didn't, because they were able to get in, Now all these politicians and stuff, they running scared. They, you know, the other day, they went back in the chambers, okay? After they got the rioters out, they went back in the chambers and started having their meetings, right? And even while they were having their meetings, every time something would happen, I believe somebody farted in the chamber, and they all looked around, was like, oh, hell, one of the rioters back in the building. Okay, so they're scared now. Now you're scared. Now you're scared of what? You're scared of your own people. You're scared of your own people in the Capitol building, and you're a senator and a congressman, but you're scared of your own people now. Because those weren't black and brown people. There were a few tatted in here and there and here and there. I don't know what the hell they were doing there, but there were a few of them tatted in here and there and here and there. And but those were your own people that were breaking into the place, gonna make sure they stop what was going on and maybe even take you hostage. One of them said they wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi. Or somebody said they want to take her by the head and shake her. You know, so now they're scared of their own people. And when you think about it, I told someone this. I said, well, now they just, you know, they're just gonna start eating each other. You know, they're just going to start eating each other. They're just going to start killing each other. Because the ones who don't know anything may be dumb as a box of rocks, with most of the riders that went up in there, dumb as a box of rocks, and then what do? They go up in there and they don't even know why. Most of them don't even know why they went there. Okay? Don't even know why they went there. Just because somebody said, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the Capitol and we're gonna stop that. We're going to stop that count. We're going to stop them from putting Joe Biden in the presidency. How you going to stop that, bruh? You can't stop that. It's too late. But what it's all about, history has a way of repeating itself, right? So now they see what people of color went through back in this as early as the 60s. Okay? I was born in the early 60s. I was born in 1964. You know, although I was born then, I didn't see any of that craziness. Okay? I may have seen it on TV, but I don't remember. Right? And I was only 4 years old when Dr. King was shot and killed. Okay? I don't really know what happened there. I know my mom was upset. I know my mom was upset. That's all I really know about that. Okay? But lo and behold, later on in my years, going to elementary school, then going to high school, I went to high school. Dr. King kids went to the same high school that I went to. And one of his nieces went to his nieces and his nephew. They all went to the same high school that I did. So we were flooded and bombarded with King stuff and what happened and what's the deal and what he was doing and how he went about it and all this. We were flooded with that. We were also flooded with the stuff about the KKK and racial supremacy and all this stuff. That's what's happening right now, y'all. History has a way of repeating itself. And now, because they can't get their way, some of them can't get their way, these Trump supporters can't get their way, they gonna bring on violence the way they did back in the early 60s and late 50s. They go around throwing rocks through windows and dragging folks out of their homes and doing stuff to them for nothing. For nothing. And people walk around like they're scared of black and brown people. What are you scared of? You're scared of the same thing that Farrakhan said you were scared of. If some of you guys watch Farrakhan grab a hold of everything that Farrakhan said, but some things are prophetic. And he told us, he was on the show where he told this lady, they were asking questions. And he, this white lady, she was saying, I hear violence in your voice. That's all we hear is violence in your voice. He said, no, no, no. You don't hear violence in my voice. I'm a soft-spoken man. I'm a soft-spoken man. You don't hear violence in my voice. What you are is you're scared. You're scared that the people that you brought here and enslaved them, you're scared that they're going to turn around and take over the place and do and treat you the way your ancestors treated our ancestors. That's what you're scared of. But it's not us. Because we're not violent people. It's exactly what he said. We don't want to kill nobody and rape nobody. We just want things to be equal. We want to have equal opportunity. Okay, that's all. You know, I have zero interest in going into the Capitol building. Zero. I don't care who called me and said we going to march at the Capitol. Okay, I might march at the Capitol, but I'm not trying to go in the Capitol. Cause that's not right. I didn't call them up and try to get a tour of the Capitol like people used to do. But now with the COVID, the Capitol not open for tours. But if I wanted to go to the Capitol, I'd try to do it right. I'd call them up and say, hey, how can I bring my group up to tour the Capitol? Or how can I tour the Capitol? Can you go there on the weekends? Somebody know that? Can you go there on the weekends and talk and go through the Capitol? Can you do that when nobody's there? Can that happen? Or could you do that? Could you do that before the pandemic? Could you do that before the pandemic? I don't know if you could or you couldn't. But I had no interest in going to Washington, D.C. and march on the Capitol. Now, I've been in the state capitol in downtown Atlanta. I've been there. I toured that when I was a little boy. So neat. So awesome. But I have no interest in breaking a window of the Capitol, trying to get into the Capitol to take a hostage or kill somebody or break somebody's arm that's in there trying to make a law, trying to do their job. I have no interest in that. Who does? What's a few thousand people that did? And some of them that are in jail right now, some of them in jail right now. But I saw something over the weekend that just troubled me as well. The guy that they all the images of online and all this, who was sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office, who broke into Nancy Pelosi's office, put his feet up on the table, stole some stationery from her desk, and I don't know what else he took. But that guy, he was caught pretty quick. Okay? And you know what he told the police? He said that he knocked on her door quietly. He knocked on her door. And as he was knocking on the door, all the crowd was mowing through the hallways and knocked him into the office. Knocked him in through the door. Into the office. I guess they knocked him in there, put his feet up on the desk, put some envelopes in his pocket or whatever he stole. Okay? Now he's scared because he got to go to jail. But my disturbing news that I heard over the weekend was that this guy was out of jail. He's on house arrest awaiting his sentencing. Y'all, I know y'all didn't hear me right there. The guy that had his feet up on the desk and Nancy Pelosi's office, that stole stationery out of the office, all this. One of the first guys you saw on TV. He's out of jail now. He's on house arrest. And he's awaiting his sentencing. At home. At home. At home. Now, if that was me, for one thing, I wouldn't have been there. But if that was me with my feet up on the desk and I got caught, that wouldn't be in house arrest. I'd still be in jail. You probably just gonna get sentenced. You probably ain't gonna get hey, we'll give you community service. Nah. Those people deserve to be put in jail for 50 years. You commit a crime against the government like that, You should be in jail for 50 years. In other words, you shouldn't get out. You shouldn't get out. Why are they out? Why is he out? Now, the guy that had the hat with the horns on and all this crazy-looking outfit on with all the tattoos and stuff, stomach out, all this stuff, he's in jail. And now this guy says that he can only eat organic food. And the judge granted him organic food. Y'all not hearing me. This guy in jail said that he can only eat organic food in jail. And the judge said, okay, we're gonna get you some organic food. Man, I'd have been like, hey, if I was the judge, I'd have been like, you want what? Organic food? You'll get all the organic food you want when you get up in there, brother. It's organic, all right. It's organic. It's going to make them organs push it right back out when you, after you get through eating it. That's how organic it is. You better get on up in there and sit down and think about what you did. It wouldn't be no problem for me to lock these guys up. It shouldn't be a problem for them to lock them up. Yeah, come on, sit down. Cow! Come on, you sit down. Cow! I'm sending them all to jail. There has to be a message sent right here. Has to be. A message sent right here. Got to send a message to these folks. You can't do this. And the public needs to know. The public needs to know how many years these guys get put in prison for. We need to know. We need to see it. We need to see them stroll in the courtroom with these things on their feet and these cuffs on their hands in their orange jumpsuits. We need to see this. You can put O.J. Simpson on TV. You can put, what's the guy that killed Trayvon Martin? Whatever his name. You can put his little fat ass on TV. Why can't you put these guys on TV? Show them get sentenced. Show them get taken off to jail. That's what we need to see. We need to see that. We need to see that. Stop showing all these damn images of poor black kids over in Africa hungry. We got kids right here in the United States, right here in downtown Atlanta that's hungry. Something else I want to say about that too. Because my wife and I went through downtown Atlanta a few weeks ago. And if you guys know anything, or if you guys been in downtown Atlanta in the last year or so, right there as you enter downtown Atlanta, right there at 75 and I-20, when the highways come together, there used to be tons of homeless people that had tents and homes set up right there under the bridge. Okay? Right there under the bridge where they stayed, and they stayed out of the cold, they stayed out of the rain under those bridges. That was their haven. Well, our government or city officials or whatever are so, all that stuff down there is gone now. They brought in these huge, gigantic boulders, big old bricks, look like somebody blew out the side of a mountain, and all the big brick boulders that came off that mountain, they picked them up, sat them in the back of the truck, brought them to downtown Atlanta, and dropped them right there where all these homeless people used to live. Now they can't live there anymore. cleaned out from down there. So where did they go? Where did they go? Where did they go? I don't know. And all the money that we have to spend on all this different stuff, why can't we use some of the money to try and help these homeless people? I know that some of them don't want to be helped. Some of them don't want to work. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. But there are some out there who just need a little helping hand. And what I'm going to do, I want to start a foundation. And you guys can help me with this. Because the only thing that my foundation is going to do is supply socks to the homeless. Socks. S-O-C-K-S. Socks. These folks need socks for their feet. Socks and shoes. That's what they need. Socks and shoes. I want to have so many socks sitting in the building that you can't believe it. All you have to do is come in, say, Frank, I want to take some socks to my local homeless shelter. And grab some socks and take them to your local home, in your community, because there is one in your community. That's what I want to do, guys. And I think that with yours and my help, we can do it. And if, you know, you don't have to do it all every day. I got to do this every day, this, that. Nah. You can come once a month at your leisure. On the weekend, on a Saturday, on a Sunday or whatever. Grab your box of socks. Take them to your community shelter. And give them out. All it takes is a little bit of time and a little bit of money. And we can do it, guys. We can do it. Now, I'm just about done with the show. I have another caller from the 314 area code. The first three digits are 381. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Frank, this is Pianki. How you doing?
Bianca, how you doing, bud? I got about 5 minutes left. You want to talk to me? Go ahead.
Well, you know, you remember the Boston Tea Party?
I've heard of it.
You had settlers who were disguised as Indians. And they did it for a reason. But I hear people saying that the individuals that breached the walls at the Capitol was Trump supporters. How do we know that these people weren't disguised, were putting on the caps and so on as that way? I think you would have to say that they are who they are, and it's not the first time it's been done.
Right.
I mean, you've had in the past, as recent as 1998, an assailant go in and kill two Capitol guards because he wanted to get at Representative Tom DeLay. But I think the people have a right to protest against elected officials in ways that's peaceful, surely not violent. And I think the protesters, the protesters that went there, other ones, they was there because they wanted the constitutional process to be had. But let me ask you a question. You had two senators, four people running for your federal Senate position in Georgia.
Yeah.
Why did people vote for them? Did they vote for them because of the issues, or did they vote for them because of party and skin color? Because when
I'm sure it's all different things. Some people do it just because of skin color. Some people do it because of issues. But I believe, that right now, Generation Z or whatever you want to call them, I think these guys who are just now turning 18 and 19 years old, I think they're the ones who turned around these elections.
Well, you know, you don't have a lot of immigrants come into Georgia. 43% of your black eligible voters came from outside the state, coming from New York, Michigan, Illinois. You had about 60,000 come from the Caribbean and also from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the numbers show. But when you got candidates that support things like unrestricted abortion through the ninth month, banning, eliminating stand your ground and self-defense protections, and going against protections for a certain religious belief in your business, you know, making people do something that's going against their religious belief, I couldn't go for that. And if those senators go to the White House, not the White House, but they go to Congress and want to push bills along those lines, I'm going to protest against it too. Now, if it was just for the state of Georgia, that's what Georgians want. But when they start taking that to where it's going to be applied across the country, then I think that there needs to be pushed back.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you got
the right open borders. Yeah, they for open borders. And Mr. Warnock, he's a preacher. And he says that he's for socialism and Marxism because it can be found in the Bible. Well, I don't want that. I don't stay in Georgia, but I don't want that. Now, if he was a Georgia legislature trying to put that on the state of Georgia, that's perfectly fine. Or the city of Atlanta. But when he's trying to put that on the entire country, I have to question, if you want that, why do you want to put that on everybody? Anyway, that's what I wanted to throw out there.
Well, I appreciate you, Kyle Pianki. And as far as the people who may be disguised as Trump supporters, I really don't care if they disguise, they wearing makeup. I don't care. They broke into the Capitol building. They should be punished. I don't care who they
I
are.
Understand
black,
that.
White, gold. But, I don't care who
I
they
agree.
Are.
But the thing is, Williams, is that people are saying they Trump supporters. You know, the constitutional process should be applied no matter who the president. The president could be Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Or it could be
right.
Truman.
Right.
So, but the news media has been putting out there that he's a Trump supporter. Well, that's a disservice to all the other hundreds of thousands that was there, including, you know, naturalized citizens from Vietnam, Korea, Africa, and other countries. They weren't there for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you get on to your show. Thank you.
Okay, Bianca, I appreciate it. So, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. But I couldn't let this guy go without saying that, I don't give a damn who you are. I don't give a damn if you did have disguise on or whatever. Your ass still need to go to jail. See ya.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.